And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to another edition of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here. And over there is ASE certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful and sunny Grand Avenue this morning. Hi, Nick.
Good morning, Denny.
How are things? And you had another busy week at Lloyd's, I presume.
Busy as ever. We're full steam ahead.
Yeah, this is the season. In fact, I'm looking at some text messages, one of which is somebody planning somewhat of a cross-country road trip. We'll get to that in a moment or two. But if you have any kind of a problem with your car, your truck, your van, and you'd kind of like to know what might be ailing before you bring it in for service to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, why don't you give Nick a call, or you can always just send a text like some folks already are doing. One number for either phone or text, 651-461-9226. In fact, maybe while we're waiting for other questions, we can pick up on some. In fact, I have some from last weekend, Nick, that we promised our listeners we'd get to. But here's the one I was talking about, Nick, because this is the time of year. A lot of folks may be checking into Lloyd's saying, hey, check over my vehicle before we make this trip. This listener says, I'm driving to another state, approximately 1,500 miles round trip. Is there anything in particular I should have looked at regarding my car's health? I think that's a great question. I think it's a good thing to do on any kind of a trip.
I agree. Anytime you're going to take that trip, even if it's just up north to the cabin, you don't want to be stranded in between the two. A good general service, the oil filter change with the vehicle in the air, they should be looking for any kind of leaks or any signs of wear, tear, brakes, steering, suspension. We and like many places, have like a seasonal package, a springtime, fall time. As the seasons change, we look at different things. We're going from pothole season into air conditioning season. It's just the turn of a page, and it's going to be 80 degrees on Sunday.
So yeah, that's right.
It's you have a long list before you hit the road, but your car should not be at the bottom of that list. You should really make sure that that car is going to get you to where you want to get to and back safely.
Yeah, what particular items? I mean, if you haven't had the oil change, some obvious things to check. But what is a technician? Well, let's just say what does a technician at Lloyd's do when someone brings, hey, I want this whole car looked over, before I make the trip.
Well, we're always going to start with the obvious safety items. I touched on them a little bit there. The steering, the suspension, the brakes, your lights. I mean, all the things that you don't necessarily see as you're driving the vehicle, but if you have a tie rod that's become worn and possibly dangerous, it could, cause a failure, or it could also cause a poor driving experience. So you want to, obviously nobody wants them inside of the road, but you don't want your vehicle to run poorly or out of sorts where maybe you're wearing the tires out prematurely, or you have a problem with the brakes where a little maintenance could prevent that extra wear and tear. So I would just, go in, say, hey, I'm here for a service, mention that you're going on a road trip. So they do, take a closer look at some of those items just to make sure everything's in good shape.
Yeah, that's a great idea. By the way, Nick is going to take his leave probably in about 30 minutes. Our time flies by so quickly. So earlier than later, sooner rather than later, give us a call or send a text with any kind of a car care question you may have. 651-461-9226. Here is another one. Texter says this. Steering wheel, it doesn't say what kind of a vehicle. Steering wheel shakes when lightly braking from highway speeds. The mechanic replaced the rotors, the pads, inspected the struts. The issue remains. I noticed a slow leak from the steering gearbox, unsure if related. Also, I replaced the tires and had alignment. So what do you think that wheel shake could be caused by?
Typically, the point that they made that the shaking happens when you apply the brakes. So we always ask, okay, what do we need to duplicate the concern? If it's accelerating, turning, in this case, slowing down. If you're applying the brakes and that's when it occurs, it's something related to the brakes. They, like they said, they had these items replaced. Is it front and rear? What kind of quality parts are we using? Taking apart, looking at the hub surface that those rotors mount to, if there's any imperfection there, we're trying to figure out what's causing a microscopic wobble on that brake. And it could be a lot of things. So I would go back, recheck their work, don't start throwing darts at the dartboard. You know, stop, take a step back, think logically, okay, if it's happening when I'm applying the brakes, but it's not happening any other time, it's got to be something related to the brakes. So it's sometimes frustrating because we go through it too, but I think you really need to slow down, take a step back, and readdress.
Nothing to do with that particular question, Nick, but how often do you and your crew seize wheel bearing issues with cars, newer cars, let's say the cars that are, you know, 10 years old or newer? I don't hear a lot of that, not that I'm searching for it, but how do wheel bearings hold up these days?
Well, you know, if you're old enough, you used to repack them, and that hasn't happened for a long time. It's a sealed bearing.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry. you know, they're a sealed bearing. Most often, they're part of a hub assembly, and what that is, it's a unit that actually has the surface that the brakes that we were just talking about and the wheel itself mount to, and then that hub bearing actually is mounted to the vehicle. So it's an assembly that's replaced as assembly in most cases. Some are still pressed in. They are pretty reliable, but keep in mind that we drive way more now than we did 20, 30 years ago. You know, sometimes we pick on the roads, but the roads aren't always in the best condition. So we still do quite a few 20, 30 years ago. You know, sometimes we pick on the roads, but the roads aren't always in the best condition. So we still do quite a few wheel bearings. We will notice them on a physical inspection when the car's in the shop. People will come in and say, I hear a humming noise. So if you're hearing a humming noise, that's your warning that one of those four wheel bearings is starting to go bad. You know, there's little ball bearings in it. One develops a little bit of a burr. That burr creates a little bit of friction, which creates a noise, and then things just kind of cascade from there. Eventually, they become physically loose, which can be dangerous. So the warning to you as a driver is a humming noise saying, I need to get this looked at. If it's deemed it should be replaced, it's absolutely something you don't want to wait on. You don't want to have a bigger problem.
Very good. If you would like some free advice, free diagnosis, now is your chance. Nick will be with us till just about 7:45. So, again, time goes by so quickly. So let's hear from you, either any kind of a car care question at 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we're back to 50 degrees. We expect highs. What a day. Sunny near 75. Don't forget Mother's Day is tomorrow, with highs near 84. With a small chance of showers. Stay with us. News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And again, good Saturday morning to you. Danny Long back at it with another car care show with Nick Stoffel, who is an ASC certified technician right there at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, I'm thinking for folks maybe want to get that car checked out before that road trip, or just maybe they need some auto repair help. How do we find you guys?
Absolutely. Don't hesitate to call 651-228-1316. And as you had mentioned, we're on Grand Avenue at St. Paul. That's 982 Grand on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. So if you're out and about, swing and say hi. And I'd really appreciate if you checked out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good, Nick. We'll get you that information before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. So don't wait. Call us, text us with any kind of a car care question that's on your mind. 651-461-9226. In fact, speaking of phone calls, let's grab one. Ron calling in this morning from Maple Grove, I believe. Hi, Ron. What is your question for Nick?
Yeah, we got a question. I need a new set of tires for my 2006 Mustang GT. And I'm wondering what speed rating, and also how do I determine once they put the tire on how old the tire is? Because I've heard that you don't want something that's, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years old when you're paying for brand new.
Both good questions. If you, depending on the manufacturer, you can look online, there will be a unique stamping. Usually it's like a bit of like an oval where you can see the kind of cut into the individual tire on the sidewall of the tire. There should be some letters and numbers. You can probably go to the manufacturer's website or, you know, make a search saying, you know, dates of tires, particular brand, and you can kind of decipher that. If you open the driver's door of the vehicle, there will be a placard there that will tell you what size and speed rating that tire should be. And the speed rating kind of refers to the structure, the infrastructure of the tire. You know, the letters will, you know, vary, you know, there's all over the board, to be honest, HT, SV, you know, and different letters, a different speed rating. Same thing, you can look online and see that chart. But typically what we see is the higher the letter, the higher the speed rating, not meaning that you're going to drive that fast. You're going to see a speed rating that might say 149 miles an hour, and you're like, I'll never do that, which you shouldn't. But a lot of that has to do with the sidewall structure to give the tire in the vehicle a firmer ride so it can grab the road better. So make sure you follow that. Once again, in the driver's door, there's a placard that'll have the size and the speed rating of the tire, and that's what you should replace them with.
All right, very good. Thanks, Ron, for the call. Looking at some other texts that have come in, it does not say what kind of vehicle this is, but the general question is, it's a high-mileage vehicle that surges, especially at 2,000 RPM. And the texter wants to know, how do I know if it's transmission issue or other problems?
So what we would do is, you know, we'd get one of our scan tools, connect to the vehicle, take it for a ride, try to, once again, duplicate the customer's concern. If we can get that surging sensation to happen, we start to look at the data, you know, the inputs and outputs of the computer systems, engine, transmission, and trying to figure out where the area, the issue is happening. And then we, you know, get the vehicle back in, get to that particular area, then start taking things apart and do some further testing. So I can't tell you a particular way of driving the vehicle, see if it's a transmission or not, because they can kind of trick you, to be honest. So I would probably ask for some professional help there, have them take it for a drive, bring their scan tool, collect some data, and kind of work it backwards and see if they can't, you know, pinpoint what's going on.
Yeah, you can really narrow it down much better that way, for sure. Another caller, let's grab one. Bob is calling from Downing, Wisconsin, I believe. Hi, Bob. What is your question?
Yeah, I got a 2008 Lincoln Town Car. The other day I was on the highway, and all of a sudden my ABS came on, and then the traction control signal. I drove for a while, and when I got home and I started the next time, it was all right, but then it did it again. So I was just wondering what it's got to be something to do with the brakes, I guess.
Well, likely, you know, there's different sensors at each wheel that pick up and read the speed of the wheel, and that affects the traction and the anti-lock brakes, because for the traction, for example, if you're accelerating, the tires are spinning, it'll read that one tire is spinning faster than the others. The computer system will try to prevent you from spinning the tire, so it'll engage that traction control, so it'll kind of pulse the wheel to keep it from spinning. Same goes for braking. If you're slowing down and the computer picks up that you're in a skid, that one of the wheels is locked up, it's going to engage the anti-lock brakes, which pulses the brakes to give you better control. So what's happening, I suspect, is one of those speed sensors at one of the wheels is intermittently not reading. So when it's not reading, the light is on. When everything's working well, the light is off. So those types of things can be a little tricky. I would advise you to, at a minimum, take it to your shop, take it for a drive. Hopefully the light will pop on. They can at least figure out which wheel it is, and you can decide from there if you want to move further or not.
All right, very good. Again, our phone number happens to be our text number as well, 651-461-9226. Nick will be with us for about another 15 minutes or so. Hello, gentlemen. This texter says, I just had a radiator drain and fill at my Hyundai dealership. I asked the service advisor if they used distilled water for the 50-50 mix. The advisor said, no, they don't. Texter says, this is contrary to everything I've read about cooling system maintenance because of minerals in tap water. What do you think, they're asking?
That has a lot of cases become less common. I would say majority of the stuff that you're mixing is with tap water. Now, there is some coolant that is pre-mixed that will have the distilled water mixed in it. Honestly, I feel that I've done this long enough where I've never seen an issue where I can say, oh, that's too much of a tap water in the mix that's creating this issue. Most often we see where it's lack of maintenance, where they're not, you know, kudos to you for having the fluid change. That's, you know, half the battle. So for those that don't do it, when we start to see issues of buildup of different types of materials, you know, you have unlike metal materials moving around, like coolants moving around, so you get some corrosion, some sediment. But I don't think the tap water alone creates an issue.
Okay, interesting. Nick, we need to take a break, have a look at that forecast. Don't forget Mother's Day is tomorrow. We'll have a look at that forecast, plus this coming week as well. And then we'll be back with more Car Care on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We are here every Saturday right after the 7 o'clock news break, welcoming any kind of a car care question you might have, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Nick Stoffel is with us. If you're just joining us, Nick runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. He is an ASE certified technician. And Nick, we have still some work ahead of you here before you get on with your day. Here's another text. 2015 Cadillac SRX. Texter says it feels like it's slipping or hesitating from the rear at lower speeds after shifting to drive. All right, another mysterious one you can try to analyze.
Yeah, that's tough. I would probably want to feel that. Usually if there's a sensation shifting because there's movement, that a bushing, a control arm, something in the rear of the vehicle has become worn, that when you have that change in load, that you feel that engagement. I would definitely take that in, have someone take it for a test drive to experience that. Based on that limited information, I think that something has become worn, like I said, maybe it's a bushing, control arm, something on the back of the vehicle is worn, allowing things to move around more than they should.
I'm looking at a text that I had kind of forgotten. Our colleague Dan used to say this, and the texter, well, I'll just read what the texter sent. Dan used to say, send Lloyd's phone number with your kids going off to college. Texter says, I'm many decades past college age, but wrote the number down. On my trip from Connecticut to Minnesota, I knew something was wrong. Well, I called Lloyd's from Pennsylvania. They gave me a name and a number of a company I could trust. I am forever thankful. How about that?
Reaching that absolutely back sounds like something years. Dan would say.
It's true, but it's a great idea, isn't it?
100%. With age, he's got a lot of great ideas, and I'm learning to listen to more of his. Versus fighting the trend, I'm starting to be a better listener.
Yes, respect your elders, right? But it's good because you guys know, like a lot, like maybe construction company folks know, like Linda's Construction knows a lot of good people around the country or the state that you can trust. And I'm sure that holds true for some shops like your own, too. So thanks for that text. All right, here's another one, if I can find it. 2014 Honda Accord. Tire pressure sensor light is on. The tires are full. Do I need to replace the batteries and all the sensors, is their question.
Not necessarily. They can be checked individually, and the battery itself is epoxied into the sensor, so unfortunately you have to replace the sensor as a whole. So if the tire light is on, which sometimes can be considered a nuisance, but it is a nice indicator to let you know if you have a problem. So if the light is on when you're in for service, mention that. They can go around to all four wheels and ping them, is what we call it, and they can get a reading, and if it says a low battery signal, they can get you a price on replacing that particular sensor. So I doubt you need all four, likely one of them. And I personally think it's a good idea to have that system working so you don't end up with a flat tire.
Once in a while you advise folks, and I'm not sure about a 2014 Honda Accord, what about a spare tire?
Some manufacturers that have a full-size spare, you'll see that there's a sensor there, and we've been bitten by it ourselves, where all four are full. I don't know why the light is on, and we're in the computer system. We're digging around. We just can't figure it out. And finally, someone says, "Oh, I think on this particular model and make, the full size spare tire has a sensor also." And then come to find out, there it is. So it's there's every car is a little different. So yours may not have that, but if it does, that's another good thing. And also nice to know if you do need your spare tire that it's full of air.
That's true. Good point. Finally, I think this is our last one. Kia Sorento, why is the ignition starter not starting the car as it should? It takes a bit for the car to start and eventually will die, and it'll need to be replaced again. Anything would you recommend for me, texter says.
So if you've had a particular component wear out and it's replaced and something's happening again to that same component, I'm thinking something further upstream is creating the undue wear. So if it's like the ignition, you know, the starter, it's cranking too much. Well, maybe there's a problem with the ignition switch or the control relay, something that's overworking that component. So it's not fair to assume that that part is bad again, or did something else in the system cause it to fail again? I hope that makes sense, but that we'll run into that from time to time where I just had it in for this particular problem, come to find out there's something a little bit deeper that's creating all of the problem.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen that once in a while, yeah. Nick, we have to run. Let's plan on getting together next week. But in the meantime, if folks do need the assistance of Lloyd's Automotive, tell me how we find you.
Absolutely. Our phone number, 651-228-1316. As you know, we're at 982 Grand, at corner of Grand and Chatsworth in St. Paul. And as always, do check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
We will do that very thing, and let's talk next week.
Sounds wonderful.
Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. Then get those lawn and garden questions ready. Smart Garden Show on the way after 8 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to another edition of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here. And over there is ASE certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful and sunny Grand Avenue this morning. Hi, Nick.
Good morning, Denny.
How are things? And you had another busy week at Lloyd's, I presume.
Busy as ever. We're full steam ahead.
Yeah, this is the season. In fact, I'm looking at some text messages, one of which is somebody planning somewhat of a cross-country road trip. We'll get to that in a moment or two. But if you have any kind of a problem with your car, your truck, your van, and you'd kind of like to know what might be ailing before you bring it in for service to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, why don't you give Nick a call, or you can always just send a text like some folks already are doing. One number for either phone or text, 651-461-9226. In fact, maybe while we're waiting for other questions, we can pick up on some. In fact, I have some from last weekend, Nick, that we promised our listeners we'd get to. But here's the one I was talking about, Nick, because this is the time of year. A lot of folks may be checking into Lloyd saying, hey, check over my vehicle before we make this trip. This listener says, I'm driving to another state, approximately 1,500 miles round trip. Is there anything in particular I should have looked at regarding my car's health? I think that's a great question. I think it's a good thing to do. On any kind of a trip.
I agree. Anytime you're going to take that trip, even if it's just up north to the cabin, you don't want to be stranded in between the two. A good general service, the oil filter change with the vehicle in the air, they should be looking for any kind of leaks or any signs of wear, tear, brakes, steering, suspension. We and like many places, have like a seasonal package, a springtime, fall time. As the seasons change, we look at different things. We're going from pothole season into air conditioning season. It's just the turn of a page, and it's going to be 80 degrees on Sunday. So
yeah, that's right.
It's you have a long list before you hit the road, but your car should not be at the bottom of that list. You should really make sure that that car is going to get you to where you want to get to and back safely.
Yeah, what particular items? I mean, if you haven't had the oil change, some obvious things to check. But what is a technician? Well, let's just say, what does a technician at Lloyd's do when someone brings, hey, I want this whole car looked over, before I make the trip?
Well, we're always going to start with the obvious safety items. I touched on them a little bit there. The steering, the suspension, the brakes, your lights. I mean, all the things that you don't necessarily see as you're driving the vehicle, but if you have a tie rod that's become worn and possibly dangerous, it could, cause a failure, or it could also cause a poor driving experience. So you want to, obviously nobody wants them inside of the road, but you don't want your vehicle to run poorly or out of sorts where maybe you're wearing the tires out prematurely, or you have a problem with the brakes where a little maintenance could prevent that extra wear and tear. So I would just, go in, say, hey, I'm here for a service, mention that you're going on a road trip. So they do, take a closer look at some of those items just to make sure everything's in good shape.
Yeah, that's a great idea. By the way, Nick is going to take his leave probably in about 30 minutes. Our time flies by so quickly. So earlier than later, sooner rather than later, give us a call or send a text with any kind of a car care question you may have. 651-461-9226. Here is another one. Texter says this, steering wheel, it doesn't say what kind of a vehicle, steering wheel shakes when lightly braking from highway speeds. The mechanic replaced the rotors, the pads, inspected the struts. The issue remains. I noticed a slow leak from the steering gearbox, unsure if related. Also, I replaced the tires and had alignment. So what do you think that wheel shake could be caused by?
Typically, the point that they made that the shaking happens when you apply the brakes. So we always ask, okay, what do we need to duplicate the concern? You know, if it's accelerating, turning, in this case, slowing down. If you're applying the brakes and that's when it occurs, it's something related to the brakes. They, like they said, they had these items replaced. Is it front and rear? What kind of quality parts are we using? You know, taking apart, looking at the hub surface that those rotors mount to, if there's any imperfection there, you know, we're trying to figure out what's causing a microscopic wobble on that brake. And it could be a lot of things. So I would go back, recheck their work, you know, don't start throwing darts at the dartboard. You know, stop, take a step back, think logically, okay, if it's happening when I'm applying the brakes, but it's not happening any other time, it's got to be something related to the brakes. So it's sometimes frustrating because we go through it too, but I think you really need to slow down, take a step back, and readdress.
Nothing to do with that particular question, Nick, but how often do you and your crew seize wheel bearing issues with cars, newer cars, let's say the cars that are, you know, 10 years old or newer? I don't hear a lot of that, not that I'm searching for it, but how do wheel bearings hold up these days?
Well, you know, if you're old enough, you used to repack them, and that hasn't happened for a long time. It's a sealed bearing.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry. you know, they're a sealed bearing. Most often, they're part of a hub assembly, and what that is, it's a unit that actually has the surface that the brakes that we were just talking about and the wheel itself mount to, and then that hub bearing actually is mounted to the vehicle. So it's an assembly that's replaced as assembly in most cases. Some are still pressed in. They are pretty reliable, but keep in mind that we drive way more now than we did 20, 30 years ago. You know, sometimes we pick on the roads, but the roads aren't always in the best condition. So we still do quite a few 20, 30 years ago. You know, sometimes we pick on the roads, but the roads aren't always in the best condition. So we still do quite a few wheel bearings. We will notice them on a physical inspection when the car's in the shop. People will come in and say, I hear a humming noise. So if you're hearing a humming noise, that's your warning that one of those four wheel bearings is starting to go bad. You know, there's little ball bearings in it. One develops a little bit of a burr. That burr creates a little bit of friction, which creates a noise, and then things just kind of cascade from there. Eventually, they become physically loose, which can be dangerous. So the warning to you as a driver is a humming noise saying, I need to get this looked at. If it's deemed it should be replaced, it's absolutely something you don't want to wait on. You don't want to have a bigger problem.
Very good. If you would like some free advice, free diagnosis, now is your chance. Nick will be with us till just about 7:45. So, again, time goes by so quickly. So let's hear from you, either any kind of a car care question at 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we're back to 50 degrees. We expect highs. What a day. Sunny near 75. Don't forget Mother's Day is tomorrow, with highs near 84 with a small chance of showers. Stay with us. News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And again, good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long back at it with another car care show with Nick Stoffel, who is an ASC certified technician right there at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, I'm thinking for folks maybe want to get that car checked out before that road trip, or just maybe they need some auto repair help. How do we find you guys?
Absolutely. Don't hesitate to call 651-228-1316. And as you had mentioned, we're on Grand Avenue at St. Paul. That's 982 Grand on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. So if you're out and about, swing and say hi. And I'd really appreciate if you checked out our website, which is LloydsAutomotive.net.
Very good, Nick. We'll get you that information before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. So don't wait. Call us, text us with any kind of a car care question that's on your mind. 651-461-9226. In fact, speaking of phone calls, let's grab one. Ron calling in this morning from Maple Grove, I believe. Hi, Ron. What is your question for Nick?
Yeah, we got a question. I need a new set of tires for my 2006 Mustang GT. And I'm wondering what speed rating, and also how do I determine once they put the tire on how old the tire is? Because I've heard that you don't want something that's, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years old when you're paying for brand new.
Both good questions. If you, depending on the manufacturer, you can look online. There will be a unique stamping. Usually it's like a bit of like an oval where you can see the kind of cut into the individual tire on the sidewall of the tire. There should be some letters and numbers. You can probably go to the manufacturer's website or, you know, make a search saying, you know, dates of tires, particular brand, and you can kind of decipher that. If you open the driver's door of the vehicle, there will be a placard there that will tell you what size and speed rating that tire should be. And the speed rating kind of refers to the structure, the infrastructure of the tire. You know, the letters will, you know, vary, you know, there's all over the board, to be honest, H, T, S, V, you know, and different letters at different speed rating. Same thing, you can look online and see that chart. But typically what we see is the higher the letter, the higher the speed rating, not meaning that you're going to drive that fast. You're going to see a speed rating that might say 149 miles an hour, and you're like, I'll never do that, which you shouldn't. But a lot of that has to do with the sidewall structure to give the tire in the vehicle a firmer ride so it can grab the road better. So make sure you follow that. Once again, in the driver's door, there's a placard that'll have the size and the speed rating of the tire, and that's what you should replace them with.
All right, very good. Thanks, Ron, for the call. Looking at some other texts that have come in. It does not say what kind of vehicle this is, but the general question is, it's a high-mileage vehicle that surges, especially at 2,000 RPM. And the texter wants to know, how do I know if it's transmission issue or other problems?
So what we would do is, you know, we'd get one of our scan tools, connect to the vehicle, take it for a ride, try to, once again, duplicate the customer's concern. If we can get that surging sensation to happen, we start to look at the data, you know, the inputs and outputs of the computer systems, engine, transmission, and trying to figure out where the area, the issue is happening. And then we, you know, get the vehicle back in, get to that particular area, then start taking things apart and do some further testing. So I can't tell you a particular way of driving the vehicle, see if it's a transmission or not, because they can kind of trick you, to be honest. So I would probably ask for some professional help there, have them take it for a drive, bring their scan tool, collect some data, and kind of work it backwards and see if they can't, you know, pinpoint what's going on.
Yeah, you can really narrow it down much better that way, for sure. Another caller, let's grab one. Bob is calling from Downing, Wisconsin, I believe. Hi, Bob. What is your question?
Yeah, I got a 2008 Lincoln Town Car. The other day I was on the highway and all of a sudden my ABS came on and then the traction control signal. I drove for a while and when I got home and I started the next time it was all right, but then it did it again. So I was just wondering what, it's got to be something to do with the brakes, I guess.
Well, likely, you know, there's different sensors at each wheel that pick up and read the speed of the wheel, and that affects the traction and the anti-lock brakes, because for the traction, for example, if you're accelerating, the tires are spinning, it'll read that one tire is spinning faster than the others. The computer system will try to prevent you from spinning the tire, so it'll engage that traction control, so it'll kind of pulse the wheel to keep it from spinning. Same goes for braking. If you're slowing down and the computer picks up that you're in a skid, that one of the wheels is locked up, it's going to engage that anti-lock brakes, which pulses the brakes to give you better control. So what's happening, I suspect, is one of those speed sensors at one of the wheels is intermittently not reading. So when it's not reading, the light is on. When everything's working well, the light is off. So those types of things can be a little tricky. I would advise you to, at a minimum, take it to your shop, take it for a drive. Hopefully the light will pop on. They can at least figure out which wheel it is, and you can decide from there if you want to move further or not.
All right, very good. Again, our phone number happens to be our text number as well, 651-461-9226. Nick will be with us for about another 15 minutes or so. Hello, gentlemen. This texter says, I just had a radiator drain and fill at my Hyundai dealership. I asked the service advisor if they used distilled water for the 50-50 mix. The advisor said, no, they don't. Texter says, this is contrary to everything I've read about cooling system maintenance because of minerals in tap water. What do you think, they're asking?
That has a lot of cases become less common. I would say majority of the stuff that you're mixing is with tap water. Now, there is some coolant that is pre-mixed that will have the distilled water mixed in it. Honestly, I feel that I've done this long enough where I've never seen an issue where I can say, oh, that's too much of a tap water in the mix that's creating this issue. Most often we see where it's lack of maintenance, where they're not, you know, kudos to you for having the fluid change. That's, you know, half the battle. So if, for those that don't do it, when we start to see issues of buildup of different types of materials, you know, you have unlike metal materials moving around, like coolants moving around, so you get some corrosion, some sediment. But I don't think the tap water alone creates an issue.
Okay, interesting. Nick, we need to take a break, have a look at that forecast. Don't forget Mother's Day is tomorrow. We'll have a look at that forecast, plus this coming week as well. And then we'll be back with more Car Care on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We are here every Saturday right after the 7 o'clock news break, welcoming any kind of a car care question you might have, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Nick Stoffel is with us. If you're just joining us, Nick runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. He is an ASE-certified technician. And, Nick, we have still some work ahead of you here before you get on with your day. Here's another text. 2015 Cadillac SRX. Texter says it feels like it's slipping or hesitating from the rear at lower speeds after shifting to drive. All right, another mysterious one you can try to analyze.
Yeah, that's tough. I would probably want to feel that. Usually if there's a sensation shifting because there's movement, that a bushing, a control arm, something in the rear of the vehicle has become worn, that when you have that change in load, that you feel that engagement. I would definitely take that in, have someone take it for a test drive to experience that. Based on that limited information, I think that something has become worn, like I said, maybe it's a bushing, control arm, something on the back of the vehicle is worn, allowing things to move around more than they should.
I'm looking at a text that I had kind of forgotten. Our colleague Dan used to say this, and the texter, well, I'll just read what the texter sent. Dan used to say, send Lloyd's phone number with your kids going off to college. Texter says, I'm many decades past college age, but wrote the number down. On my trip from Connecticut to Minnesota, I knew something was wrong. Well, I called Lloyd's from Pennsylvania. They gave me a name and a number of a company I could trust. I am forever thankful. How about that?
Reaching that absolutely back sounds like something years. Dan would say.
It's true, but it's a great idea, isn't it?
100%. With age, he's got a lot of great ideas, and I'm learning to listen to more of his. Versus fighting the trend, I'm starting to be a better listener.
Yes, respect your elders, right? But it's good because you guys know, like a lot, like maybe construction company folks know, like Linda's Construction knows a lot of good people around the country or the state that you can trust. And I'm sure that holds true for some shops like your own, too. So thanks for that text. All right, here's another one, if I can find it. 2014 Honda Accord. Tire pressure sensor light is on. The tires are full. Do I need to replace the batteries and all the sensors, is their question.
Not necessarily. They can be checked individually, and the battery itself is epoxied into the sensor, so unfortunately you have to replace the sensor as a whole. So if the tire light is on, which sometimes can, be considered a nuisance, but it is a nice indicator to let you know if you have a problem. So if the light is on when you're in for service, mention that. They can go all around to all four wheels and ping them is what we call it, and they can get a reading. And if it says a low battery signal, you know, they can get you a price on replacing that particular sensor. So I doubt you need all four, likely one of them. And, you know, I personally think it's a good idea to have that system working so you don't end up with a flat tire.
Once in a while, you advise folks, and I'm not sure about a 2014 Honda Accord. What about a spare tire?
Some manufacturers that have a full-size spare, you know, you'll see that there's a sensor there, and we've been bitten by it ourselves, where they all four are full. I don't know why the light is on, and we're in the computer system. We're digging around. We just can't figure it out, and finally someone says, oh, I think on this particular model and make, the full-size spare tire has a sensor also, and then come to find out, there it is. So it's there's every car is a little different, so yours may not have that, but if it does, that's another good thing, and also nice to know if you do need your spare tire that it's full of air.
That's true. Good point. Finally, I think this is our last one. Kia Sorento, why is the ignition starter not starting the car as it should? It takes a bit for the car to start and eventually will die, and it'll need to be replaced again. Anything would you recommend for me, texter says.
So if you've had a particular component wear out and it's replaced and something's happening again to that same component, I'm thinking something further upstream is creating the undue wear. So if it's like the ignition, you know, the starter, it's cranking too much. Well, maybe there's a problem with the ignition switch or the control relay, something that's overworking that component. So it's not fair to assume that that part is bad again, or did something else in the system cause it to fail again? I hope that makes sense. But that we'll run into that from time to time where I just had it in for this particular problem, come to find out there's something a little bit deeper that's creating all of the problem.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen that once in a while, yeah. Nick, we have to run. Let's plan on getting together next week. But in the meantime, if folks do need the assistance of Lloyd's Automotive, tell me how we find you.
Absolutely. Our phone number, 651-228-1316. As you know, we're at 982 Grand, at corner of Grand and Chatsworth in St. Paul. And as always, do check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
We will do that very thing, and let's talk next week.
Sounds wonderful.
Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. Then get those lawn and garden questions ready. Smart Garden Show on the way after 8 here on News Talk 830 WCCO.